I must say, like, I do really love my job. I like, I always, like, for me, it's always been the intrinsic value that's so worth so much more for me than, like, the money. Obviously, it's great to earn money, but, like, for me to feel fulfilled, I have to know that I'm helping someone improve their life.
Welcome back to Bake the Podcast with me, Aisha Baker. Today we have a very exciting guest in our studio, Anika Baez, my cousin, personal trainer, and all-round girl boss. So let's chat to Anika. The other day I went to a wedding, right? So Khalid was misbehaving and we had to leave the wedding early, which is like probably the worst part of having a toddler because you never know. They're so volatile. And he was like throwing a tantrum because he was so tired. He just had too much fun and he wanted to go home. So we ate our main meal and we left. And the next day, and I was no dessert, no dancing. I was so sad. And then the next day, I'm asking everyone, like, what happened at the wedding? And then my nephew says, Auntie Aisha, you didn't miss anything. It was just dancing and cake. And then,
like, yes, that's the best part.
My sister-in-law goes, well, I mean, that's Auntie Aisha's idea of a good time. And he's like, oh, okay. Well, then I think you missed the whole thing. I'm like, oh, this is so devastating. Aren't you glad your kids are out of, like, the toddler phase?
Yeah. Also not, though. Like, I miss the cuddles and I miss, like, being needed. Right now I'm not really needed at all. They like so self-sufficient. It's literally autopilot with them. It's like just reminding them to do the things that they need to do.
And how old are they now?
12 and 10.
Oh my gosh. Layla turned 10.
And Adam's turning 13 this year.
You basically have adults living in your house.
I do. It's sad. I'm so sad. Reminding me of all this stuff?
No, because I'm just thinking, like, how, like, when Khalid was being annoying at the wedding, I was like, oh, like, this
you're
is
gonna miss it so much.
Really? I was like, I just wish you were older so you could just sit there and watch, like, YouTube while I dance and eat cake.
Yeah, like Layla says to me now, Mom, I'm gonna do a Instagram series on you and your weirdness, like your weird little dances and your weird things that you do at home.
Oh, like you would joke to her.
Yeah, exactly. I'm that mom now.
Yeah, you're like, oh, you're so funny and silly and weird.
You're just weird.
Meanwhile, you're back at the ranch to us, you're still so cool and young. But to a 10-year-old, you're like just their weird mom.
My mom's so weird. Guys, and you, my mom, she's weird.
maybe you, Layla's weird mom. Do you think your mom's weird?
No, I think my mom's cool.
Okay, your mom is very cool.
Also, my mom.
I think she's cool.
My mom has the best advice always.
Yeah. And she's also young at heart, similar to you. Do you feel like you get that from her a little bit?
I think it's mostly because I just am around people a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think that's where it comes from. And because I deal with so many different personalities during the day, I mean, it's usually 12 different people. So it's 12 different personalities.
So these are your personal training clients, obviously.
It's just like you adapt to whatever, like, life throws at
but
you.
I would never be able to do the job that you do because you always approach each client with, like, so much enthusiasm. Like, do you ever have days where you're like, fuck, I don't want to listen to this?
I do, but then you have to put on your happy face and just, like, you throw yourself at it.
Because you're kind of like a therapist because people obviously lay down there.
I also do enjoy my job, I must say. Like, I do really love my job. Like, I always, like, for me, it's always been the intrinsic value that's so worth so much more for me than, like, the money. Obviously, it's great to earn money, but, like, for me to feel fulfilled, I have to know that I'm helping someone improve their life.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the best for me.
Yeah, so you can see there's, like, that instant gratification of seeing the value that you provide in someone's life.
Yeah.
So let's talk about when you didn't maybe enjoy your job. What were you doing before this?
So,
full personal training.
Okay. Wow. We have to backtrack. Dude, this is far back.
Really?
We got to go so far
back. How far back would you say?
So when I started studying through UNICEF.
Mm. How old are you?
18.
Okay.
So it's just after school. Mm. So I started studying through UNICEF, BCom FinMan. And
what's that? Financial management.
Financial management, and then in that year, I met my husband. And in that year, we got married. Like,
yeah, you got married
so
quickly.
Yeah, it was so fast.
Was it love at first sight?
I'm lying. It's not in that first year. It was the second
year.
It's the second year. For him, it was, yes. Definitely love at first sight for him. He's like, he came with me hard, eh? No, he was.
He wasn't going to let you go.
No, for real.
I was like, marry me instantly.
No, he literally traveled continents.
Oh.
Yeah, because, like, when we met, he'd come back from the US. Oh, he didn't?
Okay, no.
The story. I love stories the best. So when we met, I was working part-time at a clothing store.
Okay.
And he'd come back from the US to visit his mom. And he came in and bought a few products. And then, oh, we didn't have something. And then I had to order it for him.
Okay.
And then he came back, phoned him, came back. And then he was like, I don't know if you're seeing anyone, but I'd like to take you for coffee. Aww. I was like, okay, cool. And then the next day, I forgot my phone at home. And so he couldn't phone me and I couldn't phone him. Right? How weird. And you probably think thought I ghosted him or something.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Have you ever ghosted somebody?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Have you? Yeah. I've never ghosted anyone. Oh man, I feel like I missed out on a milestone in my life.
It's so bad now because now you see them in real life and it's...
Yeah, I don't know. Weird. I always give people closure. Okay, good to know. Carry on with the story. So he tries to phone you and your phone's not at
home. Yeah, and then I get home and like I text him. He's like, I forgot my phone at home. Sorry. Do you still want to go out? It's like, okay, let's go out tomorrow night. And then we just met like and had a milkshake.
Okay.
And like, I'm not a first date kisser, hey? I don't kiss on the first dates. And this man, I'm getting out of his car and he pulled me back. Oh, and he grabbed my face and he kissed me. And I was like, dude, that's wrong.
Yeah.
It's so wrong. But yeah, it happened like that. And then like every day I saw him, he'd phone me. Say, do you want to go out for lunch? That evening, do you want to go out for dinner? Do you want to go out for lunch? Do you want to go out for dinner? And this is the way it went for 2 months.
Yeah.
And then he had to go back to the US. And then he asked me, like, will you wait for me? I was like, I'm 18.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I won't wait for you. This is the beginning of December. And we were fasting. I think we were about to start fasting at that stage. And then one day, like I was at home, and then one day, just like out of the blue, like someone rings the bell and I don't know this car.
And this is in Bloom, right?
Yes. And I don't know this car. And my mom's at home and she answers and then car comes in the driveway and I'm like, well, who the hell is coming to visit us?
Yeah.
And here comes this man like with 40 roses.
What?
Oh my gosh. I'm back. I can't live without you. This is a month after he left. Oh, I'm back. I can't live without you.
Did he tell you nothing?
Nothing.
He never said anything?
Nothing.
Oh my gosh.
We were, like obviously texting and things when he was in the US, but we weren't like together.
Yeah.
We weren't together. It's like, I can't live without you. I don't want to lose you. And like literally left his job.
Oh my gosh.
And traveled for 36 hours to get back to me. It was crazy. And we were only then dating for like 3 months.
Oh my gosh.
Well, we weren't actually dating.
Yeah, we were just like chatting almost. Yeah.
And then on the 13th of January, we got engaged.
Mm.
And then on the 20th of March, we got married.
I crazy. Remember your wedding.
Everyone was like.
And my mom was like, don't get married. No, you're too young. Like,
wait, did she even have a boyfriend? What the hell?
It's so funny because my mom, I remember my mom saying to you, like, are you sure you want to get married? Because she got married at 19.
Yes.
And I'm like, Mom, how can you tell someone they shouldn't get married when you also got married young? You know? So she was like, yeah, she just didn't want you to like, because I think in their day, they couldn't like travel or do the things that we can do now.
No, of course.
So like, even when I was... younger, my mom was like, don't get married young. So I was like, okay. She's like, you need to travel, because her dream was always to travel
of
and
course.
Do these things that like we can do now.
But I don't feel like it's limiting. I feel like when you are with the right person, that person only can add to your life.
Yeah.
It's not it doesn't mean that you have to stay at home and be like a housewife. I mean,
I think I sometimes they don't understand that, like, because their generation was like,
of course.
You get married, you make the big pot of soup I'm currently making and you sit at home and wait for them to come from work.
Exactly. We're like, for us now, we share everything.
Yeah.
Be it household duties, looking after the kids, making sure the kids do with the things that they need to do. It's not one person does everything and the other person does something else.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So you guys got married, you were 19 by then,
19.
Right? Yeah. Just and after your birthday, that's crazy.
Yes, just 3 days after my birthday.
Yeah.
So my anniversary's coming up too.
Yes, when's it? On Monday?
On Friday.
Oh my gosh, okay, cool. So you get married and you're still studying at this point.
And I was still studying, yeah.
Okay.
So actually, I literally just finished my finals and then we found out we were pregnant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How long after you got married?
I was 21 turning 22.
You had Adam when you were 21.
Yeah, oh 12, 22.
Okay,
20. I got pregnant at 21.
Okay, yeah. Whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
And so you finished your studies, you got pregnant. Did you stay at home with him at all?
So, yeah. So I, in that final year, I was working. I was working at the bank because I needed to get the experience.
Yeah.
In my finals. And so I was working at
Absa Bank. Oh, yes, because you studied uni, so you could work and study.
So I was working at Absa Bank, and I was a junior advisor for international banking. I didn't love it because when you work with people's money,
Yeah, it's scary.
They become vicious. People are so rude about money.
Yeah.
And then, like, we got pregnant, and I was like, you know what? I don't want to do this for the rest of my life. I don't want to be stressing about other people's money and making rich people richer and making people happy who don't give a damn about me.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And so I said to Neil, listen, I don't want to do this for the rest of my life. And this was just before we actually found out we were pregnant. And he's like, okay, cool. Decide what you want to do. And then do that.
Okay.
And this is like before. And then like, probably 2 weeks later, I was like, okay, this is what we're doing. We're having a baby.
Yeah.
That's when we found out we were pregnant. Yeah. And then we had Adam, and I was stay-at-home mom for a little bit.
Okay.
And we had Layla. And
Layla was 2 years after Adam, right?
Two years and 8 months.
Yeah. Okay.
2 years and 8 months. And then it just became like a lot for me to be home with the kids all the time. And then my husband comes home with these stories about work and things that are happening at work.
Mm.
And me, I have the same routine every single day.
And you're a very routine person as well.
I'm a routine person.
So I can imagine having like breakfast at the same time and then everyone goes and paints and then everyone goes and plays with the whole, like that kind of thing.
Yeah, it was like very routine. And it becomes a lot. It becomes a lot to have that same structure every single day. You have no adult conversation. The chatting that you do have, like, my parents didn't live where I lived. They lived in Joburg at the time. So I literally had my helpers at home and the kids, and that's what I had. That was my life. And I kind of lost myself in it. And I did want to be, it was important for me to be a stay-at-home mom just for a little while. Because I was really into like raising the kids and making sure their health is important. Was right, and breastfeeding was a big thing for me. I breastfed the kids both for very long, and I think that I lost myself in my family.
Yeah,
I lost.
And that happens to a lot of women.
Yeah,
like that's a common thread where women are, and most women have that realization almost like in their 40s.
Yeah,
when it's almost, not too late, but it's like kind of like. That's why women, I think a lot of women nowadays get divorced when they're like 40, 50, because they like start to realize like, oh my gosh, I've given
my
whole life.
I missed out on my whole life.
Yeah. And they want to like feel romance and excitement and travel and all that stuff. And maybe their partners don't really agree with their newfound like identity.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool that you found that at like what, 25, 26?
Yeah, I was 25, yeah. And then Neil said to me,
Neil is your husband.
Neil's my husband. He basically said, why don't you? And I was so frustrated, and I was like, I was borderline depressed.
Yeah.
And he could see it, and he said to me, listen, why don't you come to the gym?
It's
like, what must I do at the gym? I don't know what to do there. I don't exercise.
Did you not exercise at this point?
Yes. I was like, not into it. I hated
really?
It.
That's so crazy. I can't even imagine that.
Right. And now I love
it. Now you freaking love the gym. You're like,
I'm there all
every
the time.
Day. Yeah.
All the time. No, so. At that point, he's like, just come to the gym. I'll show you what to do and just do that. And I'll leave you alone and just do it for half an hour. And then you can go back home.
Yeah.
And then I started going in like in the beginning, like for the first month, I was like, do I really need to do this? Why am I going out? I don't like this. Everything is sticky and sweaty.
Yeah.
I'm going to sweat. I can't wear makeup. What am I going to do with my hair? Like, you know, like this is where I was.
I hate sweating. Like, you know, I panic when I start sweating.
The full poppy at the time.
Yeah.
Like makeup every day. Even when I was home, I wore makeup.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah, I was like,
I can like relate like to that because I still like low-key hate gymming. And like when I get sweaty, I start to panic. I'm like, I don't know what to do with all the sweat. Like where does it go?
Where's like it's dripping from my face into my eyes. My mascara is running.
I don't wear makeup that often anymore since I had my son.
Yeah.
But I can imagine, like, yeah, it must be like quite a shock to like hang out in the gym after you're not used to it.
Yeah, and then like I started to feel my body change. And besides that, like I started to feel my mood change.
Yeah.
After I started challenging myself a little bit. So every week Neil would show me something new to do and I'd do it and then I add a little bit of weight. Like I started training with 1 kilo dumbbells. It was ridiculous. I was so weak.
Yeah.
Tiny, tiny dumbbells. And he showed me something new to do each time. And then I just started to feel so great, like after I challenged myself, because it wasn't just for me about the challenge. It was about doing something for myself that was out of my comfort zone and reaching a goal that I hadn't had for 5 years because I was home for 5 years.
And you had no like milestones for yourself.
Exactly.
Like run this distance or like lift this size. Or
yeah.
It was just like baby food and
then toys. I came to basically to the realization that I can't be the only woman who felt like this.
Yeah.
And then it was like a big thing for me. I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to do my diploma in personal training. And he's like, are you sure you want to do this? It's a lot of work in the beginning to have your own business and to really build a clientele. It takes a lot of time.
At this stage, what was Neil doing?
He was always a personal trainer.
Okay.
So
he was doing that in the States as well?
Yeah. He was personal training in the States too. Well, and an athletics coach.
Yeah.
But yeah.
He's always been like on that side.
Oh, super sporty.
Sporty, athletic, yeah.
Yeah, he was a discus and shot putter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know if any of you ever go on Anika's profile at FitGirlZA, you can like scroll down and see her husband is massive.
He's not though, he's like a big teddy bear.
He's enormous. Like he's huge. So let's fast forward a little bit. You're now a personal trainer and whatever, and I think there are a lot of people who do that job who personal train and then you moved to Cape Town from Bloemfontein and then you like elevated your brand. Like what was the decision around creating a fitness brand?
So like it came from totally from helping women just love their lives.
Yeah.
So I believe in the intrinsic value of exercise as well as it being a catalyst to positive changes in other parts of your life.
Yeah.
And that's what it was for me, because I started to love my life again. I started to love who I was without my family.
Yeah.
You know? And that just became add-ons to what my life was.
Yeah.
And I think it's very important to have your own identity outside of your family too. Yeah. Obviously, you're still going to love your family.
Yeah.
It's not a reason to feel guilty just because you have, you know, other things besides your family. You can't be a martyr to your family.
Yeah.
You have to live.
I think that's such a, like, even with my other brand, Millennial Mama, that's kind of what it's about. It's like, I think when you first, my ex-agent told me, when you birth a child, you birth guilt. She's like, you never felt guilt before the day you birth a child, because everything makes you feel guilty. And then you almost like have to push through that and find yourself on the other side of the guilt. And
completely.
I think that's kind of what your Fit Girl brand is about. And then also with Millennial Mom, it's, even though it's not about fitness, it's also got that similar messaging where it's like, let's push through that feeling of feeling guilty about wanting our own identity.
Yeah. And I feel if you are happy within yourself, you become a better parent. For me, I became a better parent and I became a better partner because I was looking after myself too.
Yeah.
I wasn't just looking after my family. I didn't feel resentment towards them any longer.
Yeah.
I think that's the most important like thing that I want people to know is that you don't have to stop living just because you have a family.
Yeah. Especially women, I think it's so funny because dads don't often get that. Like they don't get, I don't know why they don't get it. They never feel guilty.
I don't feel like it's a not guilt thing. It's because we've given them a role. Right? And so we as mothers, because we're so maternal and they traditionally have had to just step up and earn the money, I don't feel that it's not a guilt thing. I feel like it's just become their role and that's what they've seen their fathers do.
Yeah.
And just who they are now.
Yeah.
Where now, I mean, times have changed and we all have to work. Like we all have to contribute.
Totally.
And I feel like I'm so happy. I'm so grateful for my husband because he really does do so much.
Yeah, he's more like on the modern side of things.
Certainly.
Yeah,
so like,
and which I think like the movement between fathers are moving that way, where it's like more equal. I see it in my household as well, where like, I think if Wayne could cook, he would. He for just sure. can't. Like, I just, no, like, I tried
just
that.
Just try. Like, you also
no, honestly,
cook
he's just the worst cook. I just can't, like, even
Neil
taste his food. It's so
Neil
bad.
Neil couldn't cook, but let him do, like, the easy stuff. Like, sometimes, like, he'll buy, like, crumb chicken fillets and air fry
Wayne
fries.
Can make, he makes steak and chips. Like, he can do that.
So then let him do
and,
it.
And, like, egg.
And egg.
Yeah, he does breakfast. He does breakfast every morning for
That's
us because I can't make oats. I don't know. I just can't get it right. That's like the worst thing for me.
I also don't like oats.
Don't you?
No.
But you always suggest we eat it when we're on our eating plans.
I mean, just because it's the easiest.
Yeah, it is easy. So when you got to Cape Town, what was it like moving here from Bloom?
Oh my gosh, it was stressful for us. I mean, we came here with nothing. No business.
Yeah, no
clientele. We lived off savings. I had to sell my car. We lived in a very small house or little townhouse in Stellenbosch. And we really had to like buckle down and budget like hectic, like I've never budgeted in my life before.
Yeah.
And build the clientele again. And it was crazy. But it was necessary for us to grow. We had reached a plateau with our businesses where we were.
Yeah.
And for us to grow and for me to grow and do what I wanted to do, we needed to move out of Bloom.
Yeah. What is it like, I think, like living in Cape Town versus living in Bloom? Like, what's the lifestyle difference?
It's different. It's way faster.
Yeah.
It's way faster.
It's so funny because people from Joburg were like, Cape Town fast. Yeah. Never.
But Bloom is dead.
Yeah, Bloom is very quiet. I remember we used to go visit you as kids and like...
It's like, what do we do? Nothing.
We used to just like swim at your house.
Essentially.
Play with the rabbits. Go for a walk. It was very chilled life. Yeah.
No, it's way faster. Obviously bigger town as well.
More clients.
Yeah. They are more... Like there's more work. Also, because of like our work ethic and I'm so like... happy that I have Neil because he has a hectic work ethic.
Yeah.
He's way more, he loves work way more than I do.
Yeah.
And he really just pushes himself and that also encourages me to push myself.
Yeah.
And so I think that was very evident for people. You know, usually you see a personal trainer and they're quite laid back and some personal trainers are always on their phones.
Yeah.
And
I love the fact that when I trained with you, because I've trained with quite a few personal trainers actually before. I've actually had a personal trainer probably since I was like 18. It's just so weird because my family is very like into fitness, but my parents never had time to like teach us how to be fit. So they would like hire a family personal trainer that we all went to. And then when I started working, I had my own person. And it's so funny that you say the phone thing because like, it was weird for me when I started training with you that you never went on your phone, not even one time.
My phone's never with me. I leave it in my office.
Yeah, I actually never seen your phone. And then you don't really talk much. Like you talk once I'm doing the exercises, you'll chat, but you don't really, like, I used to sit with personal trainers and have full on conversations. So like, I think that's also really important is like having that client service where as me as a customer will be like, oh, you know, I've trained with Anika and what was really great is that she wasn't on her phone. She really gave me 100% of her attention.
The thing for me is like, it's mutual respect. If you respect me enough to show up for your session on time, I'm respecting you enough to give you my full attention.
Yeah.
You know, obviously if people are going to greet me while they're walking past, I'm going to greet them back, but I'm not going to have a conversation with someone else.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing that's lacking in a lot of people at the moment. Like, I just respect people. It's a respect thing at the end of the day.
I remember my husband came to the gym once and he was like, you said to him, you're like, oh, I can't chat now with a client, but I'll talk to you again. And then he told me, when he came home, like, oh yeah, Nikos was with her client. And it's so funny because our trainer had never ever done that. Like, he'd go talk to the person. So we were like, oh, is that normal like for personal trainers? But I guess like trying to like with you guys being successful is because you've created a service that's like a bit, no, it shouldn't be unique. It should be everybody, but you've made sure that service is at the forefront of your business.
Completely. I feel that, like I said, like, I respect my job.
Yeah.
I value my own time.
Yeah.
So for me to value my time, I have to value your time.
Yeah.
And it's just that type of thing. Like, value yourself.
Yeah.
Value yourself.
And I think that's a nice tip because I'm sure, like, a lot of, budding future trainers who may be doing their diploma now will listen, and people want to kind of get to the backside of the business, because obviously you see someone being a trainer and you don't really know what they do. So if you're like 18 and you kind of want to do that with your life, or at any age, and you like see this person look so easy, like, oh, you just go to the gym, you tell people what to do, and then you go,
nope,
it's actually it's more than that.
No, it's like complete planning. Every Sunday night, I sit with my programming and I go through every client's programs.
Yeah.
I need to obviously the profile, I have it in front of me, and any sort of niggles and things that they have, I have to take into consideration. So yeah, those are the that's what you do when you're a personal trainer. It's not just about show me the exercises.
Yeah,
it's a full like form correction, making sure the movements are done properly.
Yeah,
it's not.
And do you ever like have to set goals for clients?
You do set goals for clients, but sometimes it's ahead of their own goals.
Like, yeah,
they don't. Some say, I just want to lose weight, but then you look at them and you see, oh, but their posture is incorrect.
Yeah, like with me, I like the worst. But I didn't even know I had a posture problem until you told me. And now it's so weird because I tried to walk the way I walked before and it feels so uncomfortable.
Strange, right?
Yeah, so we corrected it over like the year of training together. And then like with you, so besides being a personal trainer, you've also got your online brand.
Yes.
And when did you kind of start that?
So, Fit Girl, I think, just started out of the need for women to get into, well, I wanted for them to be in a space where they could be themselves.
Yeah.
But also learn new things about exercise and wellness and looking after themselves first.
Yeah.
And I think that's, I think we started that in 2015.
Okay.
2015.
So like 5 years ago.
My registration date for my company.
Yeah.
2015. And like that initial growth was really slow because we were still trying out a few things.
Yeah.
But now we're growing really, really well. I'm very happy that we have an app now, which is growing so well. We have over 400 users on the app.
What? I didn't even knew that. That's crazy. So yeah, 400 women are using
400
it?
Women on the app.
And we how does it work? Explain, because a lot of people ask me this and I'm just like, oh, I get the same question. I'm like, how does the app work? So explain how the app works.
So we didn't release it onto the app store just because I felt like I didn't want inactive users. I didn't want for the app to slow down because there were people on the app that weren't actually using the app.
Because a lot of people don't understand the back end of an app. Like you have to buy space for people to download.
Your server costs are extremely high.
Yeah.
So if you have a server for your app.
Yeah.
My developers are Canada based.
Okay.
So I pay in dollars, guys.
Yeah.
It's a lot. We don't want to obviously have inactive users on the app and people who are actually using the services. Let's be honest, if you're not going to pay for something, you're not going to use it.
Yeah, totally.
You obviously, if you're paying for something, you want to use it.
Yeah.
So for me, we wanted to do something that was nice for women who I couldn't see, so people all across the world.
Because you can't obviously take on all the clients also.
Yeah. I mean, imagine me seeing 400 people.
Yeah, and I'm sure you get lots of messages on social media asking about advice. So it's almost like that's all in your app.
And a lot of people ask, a lot of people ask me to come to Joburg and to Durban and to all over the place.
Mm.
And I think that the app was a good idea for people who can't train with me. And it's also a very, very inexpensive way to train.
Yeah, because how much is it like for a challenge?
So we did a challenge based just because.
So wait, what does challenge based mean? Because I think a lot of people want to understand that.
So for 6 weeks, you get a challenge, right?
Okay.
So it's 6 days of exercise for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
6 days of exercise a week for 6 weeks.
Okay.
So you setting goals every single day. Your app reminds you what to do. Everything is on the app. Everything is video based, so you know exactly what to do. There's
like
a timer that counts you down.
Yeah.
And the workouts are no longer than 35 minutes. That's the longest
training
time.
Oh, that's so perfect. Yeah. And I was definitely going to use the app when I traveled. Obviously, I'm not traveling anymore because of Corona.
Still, though.
Yeah, I'll still use the app at home. So where can you get the app if you want to buy it?
So it's available on my website, fitgirl.co.za, and you and upon purchase, you receive a email that will set up, send you a set, a,
like a link.
Okay. Set up link with all the information that you need.
Okay.
And then you build your profile and it's got everything on there. Goal setting.
Yeah, I know you tracking. Can connect your watch and you can everything. Connect
Apple Watch and Fitbit.
Yeah.
You can calorie count if that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
It's all connected through the partners that we've chosen to partner with.
And then if you want to continue after the 6 weeks, what do you do?
Then we go into the next.
Okay, you can just buy another challenge.
Yeah, just buy another program. And it's only $3.99. I mean, that's less than I charge for one personal training session.
Yeah.
Gym can be very intimidating.
Yeah.
Especially if you've just started out.
Yeah.
It can be really intimidating. You don't know what you're doing.
Everyone's looking at you. Exactly, you feel in your mind.
Like yeah. But no one's looking at you actually because they're so worried about their own workout.
Yeah. But it does feel like overwhelming when you enter, even if it's just a new gym.
I totally felt that as well.
Yeah.
Like, am I doing this movement right? So, yeah, you can go through your workouts beforehand and make sure you're comfortable with the movements. And then do the exercises. And they're actually, I love them.
And I love that on the app you can also chat to like other women, which is really awesome.
So like that's what I love as well. And they, like, there's little stickers that you can send to each other.
Yeah.
They're so cute.
And also people like talk about, I know one lady posted working out with a little helper, which is like a kid.
Yes.
Helping her.
So cute.
So there's like really nice, it's like really motivating as well. I have to ask this. So what do you eat in a day?
Eat
like what's
whatever
it, every
I want
day?
To eat, honestly. Okay. I'm not going to say I eat stick to a specific diet because I don't.
Okay.
I'm also at a point where I can eat intuitively, so I know how much to eat for my body by looking at the amount of food.
Okay.
But you get to that point eventually.
Okay.
I would suggest using a calorie counting
to help you get there,
just to get you going, you know.
Yeah. I know it's like I did your meal plan. I think it was with Fierce Workout. We got a meal plan, and it was like surprising how delicious the food was, like
the
flavorful.
Food was so good. I don't like. Listen, I'm not wasting calories, but I'm not going to punish myself.
Yeah.
I feel that you should still live.
Yeah. Still enjoy your food.
Just make better options, you know.
Because the worst kind of diet food is when trainers put you on chicken
no
breast and broccoli.
Salt and no spices.
Yeah, so that's the worst.
That's the worst.
It's not worth it.
No,
yeah,
it isn't worth it. Like, you still need to live. I mean, I've been eating cake this week since Saturday.
Yeah, I know in your birthday week, you always eat like the most cake and you have cake for breakfast and stuff like that.
I do.
So what are you planning? Like, what can you tell us about that you're planning for your next step? By the time this comes out,
there is supposed to. Oh, I'm actually not sure if I should launch a new program. Something was supposed to launch at the end of the month.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe we should just chill it out and wait until everything's calmed down.
With the coronavirus. Yeah. It's affected a lot of people's businesses and decisions on where to go with their business. I think it's for you guys, it's actually like not an advantage, but there's a nice opportunity there to create more at-home programs.
There is
like
an
that.
Opportunity to do that, but I think like the most important part now is just looking after your health.
Yeah.
I think that's way more important than me selling a workout program to
you. Totally. I think a lot of mistake we make is like when we launch our brands or our brands to become successful, we do tend to want to jump into like too many things. I'm such a victim to that because the minute I have one idea, then five other ideas follow. And my dad always tells me like, you know, everyone has great ideas. It's about implementing them. That's the hard part.
And it takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of time and a lot of
especially because you're working your day job and putting the programs together.
And the thing is, I don't think I'd ever stop personal training because I love it so much.
Yeah,
I love my people so much.
Would you ever have your own gym?
No.
No, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it super expensive?
Like, and not just the expense part, like the responsibility that comes with it.
Okay.
You've got to make sure there's so much insurance that has to
medical insurance, all that stuff.
Medical insurance, your staff, cleaning staff, sales staff. For me, at this point, I am happy where I am. I feel like I'm just going to build from where I am right now.
Yeah.
And then later on, we could always, you know, build
look
on the brand
it.
And make sure that everything's – I just want to make sure that my people, my staff are looked after first.
Yeah, totally. That's the most important thing.
So that – for me, that's the most important, especially right now. Because if my staff are happy, then we can really build
grow.
Really, really, really a solid brand. But that's the most important for me
this right point. Now. Yeah. So you're studying, you have your kids, you have your family, you have your brand. So you're a super busy lady. Where can we find you on social media?
I'm not really so active on Facebook okay. or on Twitter, but on Insta, you can find me at FitGirlZA.
Okay.
And
your website?
And the website is fitgirl.co.za.
Again, we can get our programs from there.
Yay.
Yay. Thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. And thank you, Anika, for being here.
So great to chat to you.
You can comment or repost our podcast by hashtag Bake the Podcast, and you can find it on any podcast platform, and of course on our website www.bakedonline.co.za. Please share our podcast with your friends as well, and don't forget to rate us. Cheers.
This is a POC podcast
powered by Blue Blood.